While the Kendall County adjourned September meeting to order, it is Tuesday, June 4th, 2019, and it is 6:11 p.m. So, good job, I'm pretty fast.
I know, that was so quick.
Right. Can we get a roll call, please?
Ms. Sessich?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader? Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Present.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Ms. Pierce?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we have quorum. May I get a motion to approve the county board minutes from May 7th, 2019?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Vickers, second by Ms. Gilmore. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
That was Ms. Flowers.
Did I say Ms. Gilmore? I'm sorry, Ms. Flowers.
You said Ms. Vickers.
Oh, I apologize. And I was looking right at you when I said it, too. All right, may I get approval of the agenda as present?
So moved.
All right.
Second.
Okay, is it all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any special recognition? Seeing none. Public comment, is Mr. Hockey here this evening? Come on up. You have 5 minutes.
Hopefully, I don't need that long.
And please state your name for the record, too.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Phil Hockey. I run a construction company based out of Millington. I live on the north side of the Millington Bridge, 2.9 miles door-to-door from home to work. Well, actually, that was 2 years ago. Now it's 11.8 miles. Been that way for 2 years now. I'm here today to ask if there's any way that you guys can help us out with this Millington Bridge. It's been closed for 2 years. It's reached the point of absolute ridiculousness for those of us that need to go around the bridge daily to get to work, take our kids to school events, move equipment for farming, or even something as simple as getting the mail for the people of Bell Rib Subdivision. The residents of Millington and surrounding communities have been more than accommodating and sympathetic to LaSalle County with their funding issues. The wrong steel being ordered, then also now the water being too high. When's enough enough? I mean, is it going to take somebody's death, you know, because an ambulance can't get around? When seconds count, it's going to take minutes, you know? I mean, we've been doing this a pretty long time now. I mean, here's my biggest question for you all, though. If this was the exact same situation on Route 47, do you think that it would be closed for 2 years? I don't think so. I don't think that would be the solution. I don't think the solution would be to let the water recedes, close the bridge indefinitely, and just hang out. Why is the Millington Bridge different? I don't know. I don't personally understand it, but people in Millington and surrounding communities, they've accepted that we all have to wait a little longer. We've accepted it for 2 years. I'll have to say now, it's been long enough. I, along with everyone else, I'm tired of driving around this bridge. We need a better plan. Waiting for the water to be ankle deep so that someone can complete the work seems like a rather subpar solution, in my opinion. Now, I've been here through the whole thing. I was in this room right here, not too long ago, 2 years ago, when Fran made that public address, and he basically said that it's all DNR permits, everything like that. I mean, I don't know if we can get a variance. You know, we're on our third year now. We're 25 months in, and we still are nowhere closer than we were May 1st of 2017. Can we get a variance? Give us a bigger causeway? Can we put whistle tubes in? I don't know. Can they coffer dam it? I mean, they build bridges across the Mississippi River, and they didn't wait until guys could walk out there in their five buckle boots. It seems silly. I don't know. We've been patient. This bridge has been closed for 25 months now, and now we're no closer than we were May 1st of 2017. I just feel like it's time to figure out a new plan to actually get this bridge fixed. It's You know, I know on your guys' last board meeting, your last evening board meeting, it was supposed to be a top priority now. And I guess if this is in fact the case, I mean, is there any way that we can come up with a real solution and get something done? I'm just a small businessman. I just, it costs me money every day, and I've dealt with it for 25 months now, and I've reached my point that I'm just having a tough time being patient, waiting for the water to go down anymore, if all y'all understand me, you know?
We do.
Is there any other solution that we can come up with? That's all I'm asking. Can we do something else? You know? I know you, I and I know it's not even, I know it's the highway department, but I'm kind of asking everybody, is there anything we can do? Because it's killing all of us down there. It's hard on us. So I don't know if anybody has any ideas or any input. I'd love to hear it at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Hockey. At this point, it's public comment, so we don't have back and forth, but we have been talking about this, just so you know, and we want it as bad as you as well. So we appreciate your comments, though.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else with public comment? All right. Any need for executive session? Jim, no? Old business? Ms. Hendricks?
I was wondering if maybe we could give someone an opportunity to maybe present a more detailed answer to what's going on there, that it's a bit beyond our control at this point.
With Millington?
Yes.
Well, I know at our last highway committee meeting, and actually at our last meeting, Fran spoke about the bridge specifically. It is truly about the water and the dangers of having somebody out there. One of the statements was made that it would have almost been faster to build a new bridge at this point, but obviously the funding is not there for a new bridge. That's how dangerous it is to be out there with the water, and the footings are now covered by the water, so nobody can even get into the water to even work on those footings. So we talked about this at the last committee meeting at Highway, and I just was like, what is there we can do? And Fran is just, you know, they're all waiting as we are, and have heard from the residents. It's one of the questions we probably get every day, if not at least once or twice a week, of when that bridge is going to be ready.
And
so
that's what I wanted to express to you, is that we here expressed frustration even. It's we're not happy about this situation either. And the only other choice at this moment, you're saying, what else is there to do? Literally, the only other thing there is to do is to maybe probably build a bridge. And even at this juncture, there's no money for that. We literally are all in the same awful position of, we literally have to wait for nature, because there's no alternative at this juncture. And everybody's chomping at the bit. And I just want you to know that we are not forgetting about you. And it is a topic, and it's frustrating for us, and we are on top of it.
So this would be the same solution that you guys would use if 47 was closed? You guys would just shut the bridge down indefinitely?
If it was too dangerous to build because of the water levels, and we were not allowed to do so, we would have no choice. It's not about the commercial viability. It's about, we are literally not allowed to work on it at this juncture.
Ms. Hendricks, thank you.
Is that because of the IDNR permit?
We don't have the back and forth comment, I'm sorry, but we will be talking about this, Mr. Hockey. I guarantee it. So thank you. New business, mental health awareness 2019, Ms. Vickers.
Whereas mental illness is one of the leading causes of disabilities in the United States, affecting one out of every four families and victimizing both the person and the illness and those persons who care for and love the person afflicted. And whereas serious mental illness costs Americans approximately $193.2 billion in lost earnings per year. And whereas the National Institute of Mental Health has reported that many people suffer from more than one mental disorder at a time, and that 45% of those with a mental disorder meet criteria for two or more disorders, including diabetes, cardiovascular disease, HIV/AIDS, and cancer, and the severity of mental order disorder strongly relates to comorbidity. And whereas 57 million Americans have a mental disorder in any given year, but fewer than 40% of adults living with mental illness and slightly more than one half of youth 18 to 15 years of age inclusive with a mental illness received mental health services in the last year. And whereas, although mental illness impacts all people, many of those in lower income communities receive less care and poorer quality of care and often lack access to culturally competent care, thereby resulting in mental health disparities. And whereas, some see negative perceptions about mental health care as a significant factor contributing to limited or non-existent access to care, and some common concerns are stigma, culture, masculinity, exposure to violence, and lack of information and awareness, among many others. And whereas, being misdiagnosed and given severe mental health diagnoses can be stigmatizing and can affect the person's self-esteem, which in turn can discourage the person from seeking help. And whereas, nearly two-thirds of all people with a diagnosable mental illness do not receive mental health treatment due to stigma, lack of community-based resources, inadequate diagnosis, or no diagnosis. And whereas, across the United States, 16.5% of school-age children have at least one mental health disorder. And whereas, suicide is now the second leading cause of death for youth, and the highest rate of completed suicides are white males over 80 years old. And whereas there is a need to improve public awareness of mental illness and to strengthen local and national awareness of brain diseases so that all those living with mental illness may receive adequate and appropriate treatment that will result in their becoming fully functioning members of society. And now therefore be it resolved by the County of Kendall that the 25th of June 2019 as Community Mental Health Day, encourage all citizens of Kendall County to learn about mental illness.
Thank you. Who wrote that? Was that Matt?
Mr. Prochaska.
Oh, really? All right. Do we have a plaque or anybody here to accept any of that? Or
Sandy is here to accept it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to come up and... Do we have to?
We'll get a copy of the resolution.
We'll get a copy of the resolution.
Yeah. Do that first. Okay.
Do you want to say something?
Sure. Thank you very much for the proclamation. I think that's amazing and awesome. So Oswego Senior Center is hosting a Community Mental Health Day on June 25th. It's Understanding Hope and Healing. So it's going to be a conference-style event. It's open to the community. It's free. It's all ages. People do have to register by June 21st. It's going to be four sessions, and then it'll have breakouts in each of those sessions, and you kind of choose your path, like at any professional conference, except it's for everybody. And we'll have child care available and some elder care available, too, so people can bring their people in order to... you know, get the education that they need in order to bring awareness to mental health and to know that there's healing and hope available too. So it's facts, you know, we're gonna concentrate on the facts, like what is PTSD and schizophrenia and anxiety and depression and bipolar disease, hoarding, we're gonna talk about hoarding. So there's eight different ones, suicide and suicidal ideation, because that's a really big topic right now. And so we just really want to raise awareness and have a forum for people to come out and feel safe and get the facts, and just like we do all the physical health stuff. So we talk about cardiac disease, we talk about, you know, joint replacements. Let's talk about mental health. So that's what we're going to do. Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Robin. You sit on that board, right?
No, I've just been helping on the committee for this.
Great. Can I get a motion to approve the Mental Health Awareness 2019 proclamation?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Flowers. Seconded by Ms. Hendricks. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. All right. May I get a motion to approve the amendment to the Intergovernmental Housing Agreement between Kane County and Kendall County for the housing of detainees?
So moved.
Second.
Who seconded it?
I think Mr. Downs.
And motion by Mr. Prochaska. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it, so.
Sheriff, did you want to come and speak to this, or anybody have any questions? Anybody else on this? No questions or anything? We're good? It's pretty straightforward, yeah? All right, may I get a roll call, please?
Ms. Sessich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All right, well, yes. Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning, Mr. Prochaska?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of petition 1908, a request from Daniel Bruce and Norma Van de Vetter and Deborah Hall on the behalf of the Wilbur C. Van de Vetter Trust, current owner, and Diane and Craig Zimmerman, prospective buyer, for a map amendment rezoning property at the northeast side of the T intersection created by Galena and Kennedy Roads.
All right, motion by Mr. Prochaska, seconded by Mr. Kellogg.
This is a, was a request that was received and has gone through the zoning process. All committees have either expressed approval or no objections. Staff recommends approval.
Okay. Do we have any questions from anyone on this issue? Ms. Hendricks?
There were no objections of any kind.
None.
Okay.
Sorry.
If there's nothing else, may I get a roll call?
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
There is...
Ms. Sessich?
Yes.
No further amendments.
Okay. Law, justice, and legislation, is that Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Okay.
The approval of an intergovernmental agreement between the state of Illinois, Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, and the county of Kendall County, Kendall, Illinois.
Second.
No.
Motion by Mr. Giles, seconded by Ms. Hendricks. It's okay. Do you have anything to add?
I don't have anything.
Any questions?
Is this just a rehash of a previous agreement, or is this new one?
This is a minor change, was a rehash kind of what we previously had stated there, yes.
Mr. Pillmore, would you, or Judge Pillmore, I'm sorry, come up.
Call me Mr. Pillmore, that's fine. So I can speak to this. This is Kendall County. There's a Family Violence Coordinating Council for the 23rd and 16th Judicial Circuits. So this is a grant. In the past, there's been a person in Central Illinois who has been the fiscal agent. So that's the person that receives the grant money, and then that's used primarily to pay for the executive director of our Family Violence Coordinating Council. That person is retired. They no longer have anybody to do that. Alice Elliott, the director of court services, has agreed to be the fiscal agent for this, but then consequently the grant has to come to Kendall County. The chairman signs off on it.
Okay.
And so this is just a flow-through grant. We're not hiring employees. We're not doing anything differently. The money will come to the treasurer. It'll be expensed out appropriately. And most of the money goes to pay the salary of the executive director.
Okay.
So that's all that it, kind of all that it is, but if there's any questions specifically.
Any questions, comments?
No.
Mr. Kellogg?
The only change I see is it's actually increasing from $60 to $70 per day. So
the,
this is the...
Oh, this is the...
No, that was the other one.
I'm sorry.
No, that was the detainees.
I'll catch up.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions? Okay. All right, thank you, Judge.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, roll call, please.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes. All right, Finance Committee, Mr. Kellogg?
Make a motion to approve claims in amount not to exceed $1,865,471.40.
Motion by Mr. Kellogg?
Second.
All right, second by Ms. Vickers this time. Roll call, please.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
May I get a motion for the standing committee minutes approval?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Hendricks, second by Ms. Flowers. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Special committee reports, KenCom Executive Board.
Yes, the KenCom Executive Board met last month in a joint meeting with the Operations Board. At that meeting, it was reported that we are proceeding to make progress with making Grundy County our backup site.
Oh.
And we'll be theirs as well. Sominok Police and Fire are now fully integrated with KenCom. We worked out our differences with DeKalb. And we are currently undergoing a microwave radio expansion with Montgomery.
What were some of the differences with DeKalb?
They didn't want to give Sominok up.
Oh, okay. So now are they're ready to do that?
The state.
Okay.
Took care of it.
Gotcha.
Beyond that, no report.
All right, UCCI and other agencies?
Yeah, the United Counties Council will next meet on from July 21st to July 23rd. Any county board members or elected official that are interested in attending, please register beforehand. UCCI will reimburse up to $125 per night for your stay. For ISACO, they meet next week, and I don't know about the other group, but I would also expect to get an end of session report from all the groups as soon as they read and digest what was passed.
Got some pretty exciting things coming down the pike on that one, so we're all anxiously waiting.
And we still don't know what's in everything yet.
Yeah, should be interesting reading. So.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Housing Authority.
Meets Friday.
Oh, is this all you? Should I just give you the floor here?
Well, I don't know what happened there.
Okay. Board of Health. The Board of Health.
Yeah, the Matt Show.
Sorry to interrupt you, Matthew. But with the Board of Health, in addition to normal discussions and discussion on legalization of marijuana and things of that nature, I think probably the biggest thing coming up, which we met on the other day, was with
the dental.
That's all. No, with the hello. Facilities management meeting.
Yes.
Thank you. I lost the name of the meeting. And that's something that's been in the works obviously for some time now, and we're still, like I said, 7 to 8 weeks away maybe as far as getting the correct bid in, hopefully. But the steps are coming more forward. So what we're gonna be seeing is, within the next month we'll be seeing hopefully the bidding process being correct, and that coming through, and then hopefully being able to move forward with the decision on what vendor to go with, and then how to proceed from there. So there's some light at the end of the tunnel, but it's still another couple months before we really see something substantial.
Right.
But hopefully we can keep meeting our deadlines and move those things forward. That's the goal.
Yeah, we're all hoping that moves forward, so thank you for that. Okay. All right, Chairman's report. The only thing I have here from Mr. Webb from our state's attorney's office is they received a public notice for the proposed renewal of the Clean Air Act program permit from the ANR Pipeline Company in Sandwich. So we're basically just making that announcement. The Illinois EPA is accepting comments on the draft permit. Comments must be postmarked by midnight June 20th, 2019. So, if anybody has any comments, you can actually, I guess, comment here tonight, the board and or the public, but they also have until June 20th. So you just wanted me to make that announcement, right, basically? Anything else?
Yeah, we get these notices all the time. I know Chairman Greider got a copy of this notice for the renewal of this permit for this pipeline. They're required to solicit public comment. And units of local government get these notices. So just if the board was interested in commenting, there's the June 20th deadline.
Okay. All right. Any questions or comments on that? All right. Other business? No other business? Okay. Public comment? State your name for the record, and you have 5 minutes.
Todd Miller, Yorkville. I share Mr. Haskey's frustration with the Millington Bridge. That happens to be my precinct. I too was here when Fran rolled out that meeting, told us it was, you know, going to get done. It's undercut, and you know, they're going to get right on it. And the steel issue is one that has delayed it, and then, like I said, the water issue. So I can empathize with the frustration of the people that have to deal with that on a daily basis. It's not often I go that way, but when I do, it does add quite a few miles. It's additional expense, and the citizens down there have been quite patient. So I know y'all are doing whatever you can, but maybe a little more communication to let them know what you're trying to do and how, when you expect, I guess, that, you know, maybe you can get started once, I guess, we can get a two-week forecast or something that says there's going to be some dry weather and there is hope in the future. So, that said, I'm here before you tonight. I was hoping to address Mr. Grider. As you know, I'm very diligent, hardworking, and I understand what goes on at each meeting here, and learn basically from being in the gallery and attending many, many government body meetings, but mostly county board meetings, and have done so for the past 10 years. In fact, I've been involved in many big lifts when it comes to local issues, and have affected needed change, and have a record of doing so. That's interacting with the public and with other government officials. In fact, your old finance chairman, Mr. Patel, requested Latrice to prepare a budget hearing, three-ring binder book for me during the last budget meeting process, which you soon will start that process again in a couple months. Something I've sat through four times and understand very well, and also know what a lot of those line items are for and what they're specifically used for. This county board is a legislative body, and one of its functions is oversight, something that I have experience in, and have done so when many other county board members were unwilling to take on that responsibility, especially when it came to the accountability of some former elected county constitutional officers. I was the person that stood up. I was the one that brought the facts here, and I was the one that held them accountable. And I'm not afraid to do that. But I can work with others. Logically, I'm the next person in line for Mr. Purcell's seat, because I was the next highest vote getter from the Republican Party. So I have time to attend meetings. I've been doing so for quite some time, and I'm ready to serve. So I was hoping to give this message to Mr. Grider, but hopefully he can listen to it on the recording. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Milliron. I guess you just had to settle for me. All right. any more public comments? Questions from the press?
No questions, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. No need for executive session. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So that was a very fast meeting.
I know.